Shayna told me about a little boy in Michigan whose mother drowned him. He fought so hard he got away for a little bit, but she caught him by the ankle and dragged him back. My little boy wasn't like that. He didn't fight. For once in his life, he was good. It was like he knew he had to help me. But it wasn't just about being good. He was quiet because he was scared. He didn't move because he couldn't. We were like each other in more ways than one. Kaylee didn't try to get away either. She was too little anyway. It's like they both knew all along what I had to do, and they wanted to make it easy for me. They loved me very much. I was running from one room to the other, screaming my head off and vomiting. Shane just sat on the side of the bed, watching me. I told him to lay down like the good, sweet child he is, and he did. And I took the pillow in my hands and pressed it down on his little face, counting to 100. The baby I cannot remember, except I had such a feeling of joy that I'd been able to save them both after the months of agony and fear that I fainted, which is how they say they found me. I was screaming so loud the neighbors had finally called the police, although they waited for a bit because they thought it was just another domestic argument. I wonder if they'd come sooner. But I wonder about a lot of things. The aide has turned off the light now and gone back to the little room where she watches TV. The sound of it is peaceful. I like to fall asleep listening to it. Everything is ready. I've counted them so many times in the dark. I know each pill just from the shape and feel of it. They surely are my friends tonight. I wish I could thank Dr. Forrest. I would kiss her hands and tell her how much she's meant to me. After Ellie and my kids, Dr. Forrest has meant more to me than anyone. I think the baby must have thought I was playing a little game with them, like hide-and-seek or peekaboo. Deep inside, they knew it was for their own good. Deep inside, they knew I wanted to save them from this world of sadness and sin. I hope I will have my dream tonight. I dream I am tangled in long pieces of cloth, like bandages or an Egyptian mummy, or like the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes away in the manger. The way I stop the dream is I imagine the strips unwinding around me. I stand very still, and they just fly off. My arms are long and white, with no marks on them at all. They've never been cut in my dreams. My arms are beautiful.